Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Quail Lodge and Golf Club right here in beautiful Carmel Valley. Now, we know Francoise cannot, me, myself, and I cannot go on a road trip without talking to the chef. Love to talk to the chef. We always enjoy hearing, you know, they have such lively tales to tell us. And joining us right now is Chef Kenneth McDonald, the chef right here at the Quail Lodge. Welcome, Chef McDonald.
Hi, Francoise. How are you today?
Well, I am fantastic. The weather is beautiful. I have already had several meals at Edgar's. It's fantastic. Well, I want to welcome you to the show, and I want you to tell us a little bit about Chef McDonald and what brought you to the Quail Lodge.
Well, I've been all around the world. Yeah, I've worked in London, South Africa, Australia, and I'm married with a little six-year-old boy, and my wife's American. So she brought us back here. We've been up in Washington State. It got too snowy, so we wanted to come back down to the valley, the sunshine, the beach, and just the amazing local organic produce we have here.
So you have been in the area. How long have you been in Carmel Valley?
I have been here 4 days. Yeah.
Well, okay, then you actually, what you're going to be doing then is you are the executive chef here at Quail Lodge, which covers Edgar's Restaurant. So I'm sure at this point you are figuring out what you're being inspired by and what your menu is going to consist of.
Yeah, well, I've actually worked here before, so I actually know a lot of the local farmers, yeah? And, I mean, my food is all about organic, sustainable, local, seasonal, just nice and simple, and lots of non-GMO products, yeah? So my job over the next couple of weeks will be going around, finding new farmers, talking to them, finding new suppliers, and that's the fun thing about being a chef. You can go around, talk to the farmer, get to know the stuff, and then you can take it back to your restaurant, you can cook it, and then the customer, you, gets to taste it, yeah?
Definitely. Now, people tend to think of Carmel being so close to the ocean. Do you find that they tend to expect more seafood items on the menu?
Been here before they did, but actually there's not that much seafood around here. You actually know a lot of it. I mean, there's not a lot of fishermen around here. A lot of the fish comes from up by San Francisco, Oregon coast, Washington coast. But I think in 2 weeks' time, we will be getting troll kings from Half Moon Bay. Yeah, and then there's a lot of fishing boats out of down Highway 101, I think it is, yeah? Down by San Luis Obispo, down that way, yeah?
Definitely.
Beautiful crabs. And, I mean, as a chef, we love to support local things, and the Monterey Bay Aquarium is one of those ones which I'm very passionate about, and supporting the Seafood Watch program. And I was talking to a seafood supplier at the beginning of this week who was recommended to me by my last seafood supplier who supported the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and it was the first thing the gentleman said to me on the phone: "Are you supporting the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch? Because we don't deal with any chefs who don't." So to me, that kind of like commitment from a supplier is what Quail Lodge and Peninsula Hotels is all about, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And Chef McDonald, I have to ask your accent.
Mixture of Scottish, yeah, South African, okay. Australian, and probably a bit of American in there now. Yeah.
A nice mix, a very nice blend. All right, talk about wine. Wine is huge here in California, and, of course, the vineyards all through this area up here, going from Paso Robles up into Napa Valley. Well, what about the wine selection do you have over at Edgar's right here on the property at Quail Lodge?
Well, only being here 4 days, I really, got to be honest, I don't know at the moment, yeah? Mm-hmm. And I wish I did know, yeah? And I would be able to tell you, but I have no idea at the moment. I mean, wine to me, I love supporting the Salmon Safe wineries, yeah, the local wineries, yeah. And one of my philosophies is I don't see see why. If I come to Carmel Valley, I want to taste Californian wines. I want to taste the local ones. And just driving around here, just getting here, I noticed there were so many more wineries than the last time I was here. Yeah.
So do you are you going to plan on, as you're working on your menu, I'm sure you're working on it as we speak, are you going to have a wine pairing meals for the guests here at Quail Lodge?
No, they're kind of old-fashioned for me. And what I do, yeah, I like to do harvest dinners, yeah, and I call them a harvest dinner where we get a local farmer to come and we use his produce and we make a menu up. And using his stuff, yeah, and then we pair that with a winery as well, or a cider maker, or something like that, yeah. That's how the nice dinners that we do, yeah.
Wow, all which right. Eggers is really a beautiful restaurant, and it is open daily for lunch and dinner, and you do have a Sunday brunch now. But thus, we have large parties up here at the Quail Lodge, and we have the business parties, we have the weddings. Do you cater these? These events that are happening here at the Quail Lodge?
Yep, absolutely. As we speak, I'm working on doing the new banquet menu. Yeah, as soon as I finish the banquet menu, I'll be doing a new menu for Edgar's. Yeah, once. And when you start doing a menu planning, you have to make sure you can get the product, have your suppliers, and know what you're getting. There's no point in doing a menu, say, with halibut all year round, and then you can't get halibut all year round. So that's the kind of things that we got to think of when we do a menu, yeah? I mean, I've got some fresh halibut coming. Just came in season a week and a half ago, yeah? So that's going to be beautiful. Salmon's just coming into season, yeah? And we've got a great kitchen crew up there who can cater for any of your needs.
And your food, now that you talk about that you are working on your menus, you are creating them, how do you feel? What are you going to trend towards in your dishes? Besides the organic?
Seasonal stuff, yeah, nice and simple, yeah. I mean, we done a couple of specials last night with fresh peas, local fennel, yeah, and just hard to describe at the moment, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Well, see, we're getting everything right now. You're still deciding on what you're going to do. Actually, I think that's very exciting, you coming onto the property and taking over Edgar's and all the facilities, the catering, the parties. Of course, you're going to get a lot of bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, and I'm sure you can come up with a menu that will just fit the needs of the partygoers.
Yeah, my best way to do a menu, is the farmer brings you something and you cook it, yeah? You make up something on the spot, yeah? And that, to me, is all about cooking, yeah? You know, you walk to the garden or you walk to the farm, you pick up the produce, on the way back, you're thinking of what am I going to do with this, yeah? You know, and we got some beautiful beets yesterday, some broccoli. Yeah, so it's, what do we do with it? Yeah, you just look at it, let's make some soup with this, let's do this, let's, we've got some weeks. Yeah, so it's all these things come in your mind when you're doing something, yeah?
All right. And finally, Chef McDonald, is there a favorite dish of yours that you're going to put on the menu at Edgar's?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my favorite dishes is roasted beets. Yeah. That is my, what I put in there is a spice called za'atar. Yeah. And then I put in some herbs of Provence, lots of chopped chives. We have a local supplier here, when I was here before, called Côte d'Olives, and a guy named Les Cooper, and his fig balsamic is to die for. And it's one, I've used it everywhere I go since I discovered it, 7 years ago, and it's just phenomenal. It's so good. He makes it to order. He makes it handmade, yeah, and that with your beets and some extra virgin olive oil, oh, my goodness. That's my favorite, yeah.
Well, our mouths are watering. Chef Kenneth McDonald, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I know you have to get back over there. You have a lot of work to do.
I have got too much, and there's just not enough hours in the day. And don't forget to think about coming to Edgar's for Mother's Day. Yeah, we have some beautiful dishes, yeah, on there. So that's going to be an awesome day.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Francois. It's such a pleasure. And hopefully see you for dinner tonight.
Okay, I think you will. All right, folks,
bye-bye.
You can go to Edgar's. It's right here on the property at Quail Lodge Golf Club. You can either walk. It's just a really short jaunt around the golf course, the side of up the road here, or you can take your car, however you want to get there. Beautiful facility. They are open for lunch and dinner. Lunch is from 11 to 5, and then dinner from 5 to 8. And, of course, they have the Sunday brunch. And, yes, they have a Mother's Day Sunday brunch coming up. I cannot wait to see what Chef Kenneth McDonald has planned for Edgar's. The food already is delicious, but I think he's going to take it to a whole new level. So very exciting things happening here at the Quail Lodge and Golf Club in Carmel Valley. Oh, we always love to hear about food, and it's always so delicious. Okay, I want to thank a few of our sponsors quickly. We want Sunline Transit Agency for being part of Traveling with Francoise, and also Benefit Together. We want to thank them as well, and you can go to travelingwithfrancoise.com to find out all about everyone who is part of the show. We are counting down now, counting down the minutes before I sign off and head on out to the golf course so I can go have a great meal tonight at Edgar's. But when we come back, you're going to hear about an experience that I have never heard about. It's the Land Rover experience, only happening right here at the Quail Lodge and Golf Club in Carmel Valley. So on that note, we are going to step aside, and when we come back, be prepared to go for a drive in a Land Rover. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, coming to you live from Quail Lodge in Carmel Valley. We'll be right back.
Your future starts here. You're listening to Money Radio 1200.
Experience health and wellness as never before at the Synergy Wellness Clinics in Palm Desert. Offering innovative and proven holistic treatments, Dr. Steve Nelson has the answers and the solutions to drastically improve your health. The Synergy Wellness Clinics invite you to a free tour and seminar held every Tuesday evening. For more information, call 760-776-5001 or visit on the web drstevenelson.com. Live healthy the Synergy way.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
There's only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the valley of club cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf car needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah, but look over here.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Amaze yourself with a getaway to Arizona's Red Rock Country, Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights in a studio suite at the Bell Rock Inn for just $178. That's $100 off the retail rate. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. Experience the magic of Sedona. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires December 31st, 2012.
This is the station to lock on to hear everything you need to know about money. Yours, of course. We are Money Radio 1200.
adrenaline pumping by the hour or by the day. That is the Land Rover Experience. I have never heard of this experience. It is so exciting. Joining us right now is Ramsey Benson, the location manager. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us, we have to just jump right in. What is the Land Rover Experience?
The Land Rover Experience, the actual full name is the Land Rover Experience Driving School, and which can be confused for normal driving school, but we are completely an off-road driving school, so we do all our driving off-road. We teach guests off-road driving techniques, how to use your vehicle properly to get through different types of terrain. Also do group events, team building events, owner events. So we cover a lot of different areas.
Now, how many facilities are there like this in the United States?
In the United States, there are three. There are four in North America, and those locations are Montebello, Quebec, Canada, Manchester Village, Vermont, Asheville, North Carolina, and then here in Carmel. So basically, the other three are fairly, you know, East Coast locations, and we're the only one out here on the West.
Okay. Now, Ramsey, we're saying the Land Rover Experience Driving School. Now, people are thinking, you know, really, do we drive ourselves? Are we really going to go into mountainous terrain with a Land Rover?
Absolutely. So how it's set up is we have, here at our location, we have 180 acres of trails that we use. And those trails range from beginner to advanced and everything in between. So an instructor is with every vehicle, so we take you out. We cover some basic core techniques. We cover some items about the vehicle. We want you to get to know what you're going to drive off-road. And we do a short demonstration drive, and then you're in the seat the rest of the time. So we're in the seat actually just a short part of the experience, and then the guests are actually the ones driving, and the instructor is there to coach and guide them through the different types of terrain.
Now, the Land Rover Experience Driving School, folks, is right here on property. It is just up the road. So are you finding that a lot of people, I mean, frankly, we see the Land Rovers up and down the highways all the time. Are you finding that a lot of people that buy their Land Rovers have no idea what the vehicle can do? Do they bring their own Land Rover to you, or do you use your on-site Rovers?
Our normal programs, we actually provide the vehicle. So we have a fleet of vehicles. We keep the current model year of each model, and we provide the vehicle. Now, we do have some special specific events. We do some dealer events, and then we do some specific owner days where owners do have a chance to bring their own Land Rover out. And that gives a chance for people who maybe have an older vehicle, maybe 10 years old, which is different than the current fleet that we have now. We can have them out in their own vehicle and teach them some of the techniques and attributes of their older vehicle. They're all capable. It's just sometimes you may tackle things a little differently. So those are sporadically throughout the year. We do four owner days a year. But our normal programming, we're the ones providing the vehicle, so you don't have to be an owner. We get a lot of guests just on vacation. They want something to do. They don't necessarily golf. Not everyone golfs. So we're mm-hmm. another activity that just may be fun for some people to do. So we provide the vehicles.
Oh, I think it's very exciting. It's something completely different. Yes, there's the golf, the tennis, the spa, there's laying by the pool, but who would think, like you say, to actually go get in a Land Rover and drive it up and down the mountains? I mean, it is very, very unique. Now, how do the sessions, are they all day, are they half day, are they by the hour? How does it work?
It's really set up to where you can spend as much or as little time with us as you want. So our shortest lesson is a one-hour lesson. And then we go by the hour. I would say our two-hour lesson is our most popular time of lesson. And we would do up to a full day, which we treat the guests to lunch and a Land Rover gift. We have guests book multiple days. We've had guests come back 3-4 times to learn more, and there's always more to learn. We could sit in a classroom for a month talking about off-road driving techniques and vehicle systems and four-wheel drive items, But we want the classroom to be the vehicle. So we start at a base level. We use everything we do is on the trail, so there really is no classroom time. Like we said, outside and in the vehicle is our classroom. So we like to be very hands-on.
Well, I could see this as the start of a bachelor party. Just go and have the Land Rover experience to kick everybody in gear. I mean, just so much fun. It sounds like a lot of fun. I saw the Land Rovers out driving around the other day. How popular has this Land Rover experience become? Are you surprised, or did you know deep down inside that once people realized it was here, that it was going to take off?
I mean, that's the biggest thing. We go out there, we have fun. Our goal is to make sure guests have a good time. So we are there teaching, and it is a learning environment, but it's also a fun and adventure. So we always tell people it's learning, it's adventure, it's fun, it's all that combined into one. Some guests want to learn more detailed information than others, and so we customize it to those guests. And other guests just want to be out here driving in the mountains for a good time. And so we'll go lighter on the technical information and more just on the adventure side of things. So the biggest thing, again, is just letting people know we're here. It's a unique activity. As we said earlier, there's only 3 locations in the U.S., so it's not something you can find to do everywhere. And we make sure that everyone has a good time when they're out there.
And I want to point out again, you don't need to own a Land Rover to experience a Land Rover experience driving school. Just so we don't want people to think that they have to have one. This is a great way to go experience a Land Rover and, frankly, not have to buy one if that's not the car you want to drive on the freeway with.
Absolutely. We've actually had guests who own other types of four-wheel drive vehicles, but they couldn't find, at least where they were looking, an organized place to learn how to drive their own. So they actually came. We used our vehicle, but the techniques that we use off-road with the Land Rovers, you can use in other vehicles. So, I mean, obviously there are some differences between a Land Rover and another make and model, but the off-road techniques that we teach, you can use in other vehicles. So it's beneficial to those people, too.
And if you want to call the Land Rover, if you want to call Ramsey, just direct, you can call him at 831-620-8854, and he will handle all of your needs here. Ramsey, how far in advance can someone book their Land Rover experience?
You can book it up to a year in advance if you would like. And then, really, the further in advance you book, the more likely you are to get the time you want. There are times where you could book the day of if we have availability. So it just depends on what you're looking at and how long you can plan ahead.
Well, Ramsey Benson, thank you so much for joining us with your Land Rover experience. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I could just and the hills are beautiful, so I know it really is an exciting experience. And I bet you enjoy your job.
We love it. You know, we tell people we're going to work, but we put quotes around that. So we really, really enjoy when you look forward to coming to work. It makes it easy. So
I see play written all over that. Ramsey, thanks again for joining us. I'll make sure all that information is on the website. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, folks, as you can hear, you come up to the Quail Lodge in Carmel Valley, the Quail Lodge and Golf Club. There is just so much to do in the area. The property is phenomenal. The $28 million renovation, it's very comfortable. The staff is so friendly, so accommodating. Yet you have that privacy that you're looking for. You're not bothered. I'm trying to say that in a nice way, that you can be in some properties as nice as this and affordable. The location is stunning. You are just minutes away from the beach, the Carmel, downtown Carmel. Of course, you know, where Clint Eastwood and all the famous celebrities that hang around up here, but they just want to be just like you and I and hang out. Definitely I want you to go to the website, quaillodge.com. This will continue to be posted on Traveling with Francoise. I will have a page with photographs. I will have a page that will detail my trip with whatever links that we've talked about today, website links, so you can go straight to those. Of course, I hope that you visit the Facebook page and see all the pictures I have been posting. I've had such a wonderful time here. The beach bonfire last night was just a plus. I wasn't expecting to be invited to a party and go out to a very intimate party with locals, and I fit right in. And you never know when you're in that kind of situation. That's just a testament to the people here at the Quail Lodge and in Carmel Valley. So I have had a wonderful time. I hit the road tomorrow to head back home. Next week I will be back in the station. We are going to, we have a lot of stuff going on next week. I'm going to worry about that when I get home. I'll update the website with all the information. Of course, the show will be podcast during the week, so if you missed anything, you can listen to the podcast and pick up whatever you missed and tell all your friends about the Quail Lodge and Golf Club here in Carmel Valley. It is truly a spectacular property, easy to get to, only a seven-hour drive from Palm Desert, so there's no excuses, and you can also stay long-term in the summer. So for those of you looking to escape the heat for a little bit longer than just the weekend or a week, you can certainly do that right here at the Quail Lodge and Golf Club facility. So everything you want right here, and even if you want to do a little business, which I, you know, personally try to stay away from, but I always end up doing when I'm out on these trips, is so easy to do. And comfortably in my room or in the business center or out by the pool or by the lake or on the golf course, wherever I want to do it. So, again, this is Francoise. I am signing off from the Quail Lodge and Golf Club here in Carmel Valley. I've had a terrific stay. Everything will be posted on the website during the week. Book your reservations now. You can give them a call at 831-624-2888 or go to the website quaillodge.com. Have a great week, and remember, it's never too late to get a life.